So thank you for tuning in to Suck Less Podcast. It is March 19th. This is my second podcast episode today. I guess my brain is doing good things, but I just wanted to talk a little bit about how our mood affects other people and not necessarily our mood, but just how we speak to other people and what we bring to any conversation as far as our energy, whether we bring negative energy or positive energy to a conversation or to an interaction, that is going to affect the other person or the other people who are involved in that interaction. So if you're asking why you should care about that, then you definitely need to listen to this podcast. So here we go. I will start by saying that there's somebody in particular who I interact with often. It's a person who works at a local business. And whenever I go to this business, and I've been going there for years, this person is always so happy and so nice to me. And every time I see him, it just totally makes my day because he's so kind and he's so friendly and he's so outgoing. And I just really enjoy seeing him, even though I don't know him. He's just somebody that, you know, works in a business, and there he is with this shining, sparkling personality. Like, he's the kind of person where if I had a business, I would recruit him to work with me because he's that good. And he told me recently, because, you know, he just made me so happy, like, just to see him and talk to him because he's so positive and nice. And he told me that I was actually the third person that very day who told him that he made their day, because, you know, people can suck. And it made him feel good that he was bringing joy to other people just by being himself. You know, he was just being himself. He's being friendly and kind. And like I said, he's just got this sparkling, charming personality. And just by being himself, he made three people's day. Enough so that all three people, including myself, told him that. So if somebody tells you that you made their day, you know that you had to be pretty shiny. You know, that's a big thing. That's a big thing to deliver. And I'm not saying that we need to make everybody's day all the time. What I'm saying is, whatever energy you're bringing, whether it be positive or negative, it is affecting the people around you. And you can definitely make someone's day by being kind to them. You can make someone's day by listening to them. You can make someone's day by looking them in the eye. You make someone's day by, you know, helping them with something, giving them directions. I mean, the littlest things. You don't know how you affect people. The littlest things can actually make someone's day. And like I said, that's a big deal to make someone's day. Like, it just makes someone feel so happy and so appreciated, maybe, or cared for, or listened to, heard. It is a wonderful thing. Likewise, people can have that effect on you. So maybe you're having a hard day and somebody is kind to you, or somebody, you know, lets you go in front of them in line, or whatever it might be. And it just makes you happy. Like, it's just a chain of events, and I think it's important to look at that chain. Like, I know sometimes if somebody is in a bad mood and I'm interacting with somebody in a bad mood, I know that, for one thing, I could, by treating them well, I could turn their day around. Maybe I can't, but I could try. But I know for sure it's not going to help them if I match energies. And a lot of people talk about matching energy, and I don't think you should necessarily match an energy. If somebody's having a bad day, you need to balance their energy, not match it. So if you run into somebody who's having a hard day, you should do everything you can to balance that out, by maybe giving them a little sunshine. Granted, somebody who's having a bad day doesn't want you to be peeing pink sprinkles, but if you can at least be kind or listen to them, hear them, treat them with kindness, treat them with respect, that goes a long way. And you can turn their day around for sure. And it's also good to think about, what I always think about when I run into somebody who's having a bad day, is we don't know what they're bringing. You know, we don't know what happened in the morning. We don't know how their day went. We don't know how many horrible, awful people they ran into before they ran into us. So be the one who changes that. You know, think about that. Joe Smith might come to you after he's seen 5 people that day who were all grumpy, who all treated him like crap. He may have had, you know, he may have an illness that you don't know about. He may have gotten bad news that you don't know about, and you don't need to know about that. You don't need to know what's going on in someone's life to treat them kindly. All you need to know is we all have stuff going on. Some of us have good stuff. Some of us have bad stuff. Most of us have a mixture. So just meet that with a kind, loving energy, and the world's just going to be a happier damn place. So I like the idea of balancing energy. I'm gonna run with that, balance energy instead of matching energy. I'm going to call that my new thing. All right, Mel Robbins, that's mine. Don't steal that one. Have the best day. Suck less.